6 from rebinding globulin by 2 capsules of MensMax twice a day, using 8 parental norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CombiMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CombiMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. and welcome back. I have an amazing guest on. I had good discussions earlier. His name is Stefan Arnaio, and his website is Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N, Arnaio, A-A-R-N-I-O.com. He has a podcast on multiple platforms. His book is called A Hard Time, Strongmen.com. And he deals with an issue I think is central to why society is going and circling the bowl and going down the toilet. Stefan, tell us about your background and why you wrote this book last year, and what kind of response, because you're a self-made man, you did really well, before you're 30, you're a millionaire. You've done a lot of things, but you will see that one of the major problems that's happening in society is literally the castration of maleness from society, and the destruction of the family. So explain your background and why you think this is so important. You're also a coach for people, and you have to coach them in terms of not only investing, but also how to become a strong man, which means a member of a strong family, which is the subunit that God says is sacred, is the family. It needs strong male men to actually be the protectors financially and spiritually and logically of families and the building blocks of society. Without them, society goes to hell. We have now the push by the leftists and globalists to have one gender and 63, I think you mentioned on the thing, I thought it was 60, but you were correcting me, 63, one gender and 63 different, if you want to call, types, which I find so bizarre now. By biology, when I went to medical school in 1973, this is like I've gone to a different dimension. It's so weird now, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we're totally upside down now, Dr. Beagle, and it's so bad. The cover of my book, the original cover, was a painting by Thomas Cole called Destruction, and it's the Course of Empire, and it's a painting of Rome getting sacked, and there's people getting slaughtered in the streets and killed, and women getting raped, and Rome is burning. And we're at that point right now where we have to make a decision. Are we going to be the next Rome, and are we going to fall, or are we going to fix things and pull up our socks?
Right. I honestly think that destruction is already there. It's almost like we're worried about a future date when destruction happens, but we haven't yet seen the doctor who got the cancer test back. We've got stage 5 metastatic gender disease. How's that?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And you know, the cycles of history I talk about in my book, Dr. B, are hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. And that's about an 80-year cycle. And we're at the end of the cycle right now where, you know, good times have created weak men, and we've got these young little soy boys, we've got the Starbucks barista type man. And 80 years ago, the young men, 15, 16, 17 years old, would have been loaded up onto boats on D-Day to fight Nazis on the beaches. And now those same boys need safe spaces, cry spaces, they're not fighting anybody now. And these are the exact same types of men. The only thing that's different is we're at a different point in the cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, the cycle, you can see it. I remember when I was raised as a kid, my favorite thing was to watch strongmen in old westerns. And those kind of even movie stars like John Wayne, you don't see anymore, do you? If you do, you see people that are like, you know, a weird Superman. For example, one of the things that I detest are some of the movies that are very popular now. And I went to do the movie just recently twice called Avengers Endgame. And unfortunately, right, what you saw there is a bunch of superheroes that were self-activated. That there's no reference to God, but there is a reference to Thanos, who is basically an archetype of Satan, Lucifer, or evil, who eventually gets his comeuppance. But there's no reference to God. And again, remember, it says in the Bible, the definition of good to do evil is to do what is right in your own eyes. That's why the devil was able to fool Eve and Adam into believing they were so perfect they didn't need to consult God anymore. And that includes maleness. What's happening in society now, society from the leftists think that unless there's a super state that decides gender so it can accept people of different archetypes and subtypes, and now there's so many that even, for example, females that compete, they can't compete against transgender males that now they consider themselves female. They almost need to set up a separate group within sports that are basically for transgender sports, so a normal biological female is competing against now a hormonally converted male can't possibly compete because the genetics of the male is superior to the female in terms of physical abilities, especially of the upper body. So,
right,
your comments on that?
Well, it's completely absurd. I mean, I wrote about it in my book, Hard Times Create Strong Men, that, you know, in sports, why don't we just have plain old sports and anybody can join and compete? And what would happen is there'd probably be zero women because the U.S. Navy SEALs has zero women. If you look at the NBA, LeBron James makes $120 million last time I checked, and the top WNBA player makes like $70,000. So, you know, $120 million versus $70,000, a housewife at home is worth $80,000. So that lady should just quit and become LeBron's wife. Like, it's not even a competition, men versus women in physical sports. And, you know, if you want to flip it around, I mean, when it comes to childbirth, men have a 0% chance of birthing children. So, you know, women can do things men can't, and men can do things women can't. But what we've done in our world is we've changed the strong men into good men who are moral and docile and nice, and we've changed the good women into strong women who are now empowered. And, you know, it's like a polarity reversal of what we used to have is strong men and good women. We now have good men and strong women, and it's backwards.
Right, and what's happening, by the way, they're strong in the ways that are not good. And I'll explain this. So from a medical doctor level, what I see happening is even if men are not as intelligent, because the average male is, if you talk about the average population, is about 3 to 5 points IQ lower than females. But there's seven right. times more men with IQs over 170 than females. Did you know that?
The seven idea that times. Men were the top and the bottom. They're top and the bottom.
Right, we're the top and the bottom.
The women are the middle.
Yeah. Right. Now, what happens is there's another thing that's very important, and this is the structure of the brain and the psyche and the way things work. And I'm going to say something very profound here that if you're a woman, you need to take and make notes of this. Men do not want love first. They want respect. And they want respect of their maleness as a protector, the provider, and the one that deserves respect because of what they do, whether they're fighting for the country or they're a firefighter or an EMT or a doctor. They want respect first before they receive, quote, love. Females, on the other hand, want love primarily because of, let's say, their looks and their personality and their whatever is their selling points about them. But men just want respect for their maleness and being a good person and a provider and protector. They don't want love first. And if they don't receive respect, they reject love. People don't know that, do they? And this is what this is basically a foundation of why marriages break down in relationships. Because if the male's not receiving respect, even if the female is still giving the male love, including sexual love, the relationship will end. But women don't get this, do they?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I'm a young guy. I'm 32, and I go out dating, and you hear a lot of women say, "I want respect. I want respect," and they use that masculine language. They want respect, and I usually say, "Well, sweetheart, you have to earn respect. It's the same as men. You know, you come into a tribe of men, if it's a basketball court or a boardroom or anywhere, and as a man, you have to earn the respect of the other men. You don't get handed respect. It's not just given to you." And there's a real divide there between a man has to earn the right to be a man, whereas a woman is a woman by default.
Right, and the problem is, women are the center of a family because they're the if you want to call it, the ones that grow the new babies. They're the ones that nurture them, the nurturing. And they said emotion above logic. Now, they give you a good example of someone whose emotion and logic is the current chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel. Mm-hmm. Now, she's a good example of a woman who's got a very superior intellect, probably an IQ over 170 because she's a nuclear physicist. But her emotions are set above her logic, and so she does things like opening up Germany to a massive amount of immigration from North Africa and countries, and many of the corrupt organizations in Germany use these new functionaries as extensions of the German mafia because they don't have enough new young Germans to do their dirty work, so they bring these North Africans and Middle Easterners to be their functionaries, almost like their conciliari. People don't know this is what's really going on. And Angela Merkel, with all her good intentions, because she's the daughter of an East German pastor, so she was a Christian, has set up her emotions above her logic. Now, this may assault some females who want to hear this, but women are the best managers of a business or a home or whatever because they're the nurturers. So you want to hire a woman to run, say, an individual store. But in terms of running a corporation or a major business where logic always supersedes emotion, you want a man or a manly man. You don't want a pseudo man or a gay man or whatever. You want one where his emotions will not override the logic of what's best for the company or the people in the company or their products or whatever. And that's why males naturally are protectors of the family, protectors of the business, and that's why they're naturally going to be elected. I see a lot of push even in the Democratic Party. They want to have push to have women that have been, I call, masculinized women, like Amy Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren and these other. These are not normal women. And a lot of them, they don't have, they let emotions ride over their logic. And we see men also, when their emotions ride over their logic, we have people like Bernie Sanders. He's almost like a feminized male. Because, and that's why he shakes his hands and looks like, you know, Mr. Potato Head with his angry eyes on, shaking, yell, the guy that's the marathon bomber should have the right to vote. I'm thinking, are you kidding, Bernie? So his polls dropped from 27% under Biden down to 11% because most people say, oh, my God, Bernie, why did you say that? That's because he's a feminized male, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I wrote about it in my book, Hard Times, Great Strong Men, that, you know, Donald Trump right now, he's a zeitgeist, and that means a spirit of the times. And right now, you know, Donald Trump is running the U.S. He's running the country fairly well, and he's doing a good job. And what's happening is the country, almost like an autoimmune disease, is not liking him, even though if it was the 70s or the 80s, you know, they probably think Donald Trump's just fine. But he comes in with the strong man message right now. And we've got a weak man mentality, and there's a clash there where 50% of the country doesn't like him, and you know he's battling his own news stations because the country has this autoimmune disease in its brain of strong man versus weak man.
Well, I'll give you the chain of authority when God made the family sacred, and not the church, by the way. The chain of authority is what is basically God, Trump, the American people. And then the courts and all the laws and so on. And so what God basically said to the family is, my authority comes to the husband of the family, and then it descends to the wife, who's the nurturer of the family, and the two of them are co-equal in terms of under God's rule, but there's a chain of authority. And that chain of authority, if it doesn't have some masculineness at the top, is going to let emotions do things that are wrong. Because emotionality... is, for example, the very basis by which Eve was able to deceive Adam, because her emotions let her exceed her intellect, which was very superior back in ancient times, because they named all the creatures on Earth, and they lived over 900 years. So Satan had convinced her that her intellect was so great in her physical capacities, because according to the ancient archaeologists, I've talked to Jonathan Gray, at a temple site in Turkey, they believe that Adam was probably 18 feet tall and Eve was around 13. And they both lived over 900 years. They're not just moon years, they're actual years. So the lifespan of the human race has dropped dramatically. The IQ has dropped dramatically. In the last 30 years, it's dropping 7 points per decade. People are being demasculinized. And it's not just a sociological and a spiritual problem, because I see it as, it's not really the body. You mentioned the body as being immune system. It's that there's globalists on the left and on the right that are godless. And godlessness, you see, even though Trump is what I call a pre-Christian, okay, right now I call him Trump Pinocchio, because the man, if I could spend a half an hour with him, I'd have him scheduling the next day to be baptized. And because I can tell you right now, the man is glorious, okay? But he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason white hat who's like King David, while he was sending off Uriah to die in the battle to take his wife. But he, man, is the best president we've ever had. He is the best. Right back to Washington, right from the very first. The problem is, under his watch, he has globalists behind him that are Republicans, and he has these evil Democrats. Both of them are godless, because they want some form of globalism where their globalistic, godless world doesn't want to accede to male authority, because God transfers his authority to males and maleness to go through the corporations and the businesses. That's why when you look around the world, who are the leaders of the top corporations? Unless they're a masculinized female, which is rare but does happen, they're males. And that's because their logic always supersedes their emotions. All right? We're different. Men aren't better than women. We're different. And that difference is important because God made us that way for a reason. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Stefan Arnaio and get his book. We'll be back in a moment. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you've purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So, Stefan, your website again, I want to repeat it, is Stefan Arnaios, StefanArnaios.com. This is not a peripheral issue. This is the central issue. And I'm surprised that you're the only one I've seen so far that not only has focused on it, but realized it's the success of a nation, which is why America has reached the lowest unemployment rate, the best economy in 50 years. We are now independent in terms of energy, oil, gas, and coal. We're now getting respect right now. For example, Kim Jong's firing off these little rockets to try to get our message. At the same time, the Chinese delegation's arriving in Washington, D.C. to try to squeeze our left and right financial testicles. People don't realize they're not going to get around Trump, are they? And they're going to have to play ball. The economy in China has contracted since they've started negotiating with Trump, and part of that negotiations is using the proxy nation of North Korea. And the 35,000 communist Chinese in Venezuela special forces to support Maduro, and the Russian nukes that are sitting there in La Rochelle Island ready to strike America at Mach 10 to Mach 13, 7 to 9,000 miles an hour. These people are all playing a game trying to think that somehow they can manipulate America to becoming the big piggy bank, when we now have a real man running America now. We have Donald J. Trump, don't we?
And It's really interesting too. What's going to happen, Dr. Deagle? Because in my book, Hard Times Create Strong Men, I talk about the 80-year cycle of war, and the last time we had a big war was 1940 with World War II, and it's now coming up 80 years after that is 2020, and we're coming up to a time right now where, the U.S. dollar in a global sense may not be the world currency anymore at some point, and it may get decoupled from oil, and if that happens, you could have a major war with, who knows, China, Russia, U.S., or the other possibilities, there could be a civil war in the U.S. The right and the left are both getting nastier and nastier every day, and they could get violent and have a civil war, which is 80 years before the last 80 years. So right, that 80-year cycle of war comes every 80 years, and we're right sitting at the cusp of that right now.
It's like a cycle of wisdom. One of the Ten Commandments is... right after the commandments of to honor God, the first three commandments, God tells you to honor your father and mother that your days be prolonged. Now, people don't get that. They don't realize honoring your father means honoring the maleness in your society, honoring your mother, which is the nurturer of your family, which means no abortion, protect women from abuse, sexual and other abuse, and make sure that you have a covering of maleness in your society, that your days be prolonged. Otherwise, your days will be shortened. And we see this in Russia with the communist empire, where now the lifespan of Russians is dramatically less than 53 years now. It's contracting.
Mm-hmm.
We see this in China, which Gordon Chang wrote a book called The Coming Collapse of China. And a month ago, they published after their social media, with help with our social media companies, they have 1.8 million breed-ready females. Imagine the females finding out they're, quote, considered breed-ready. In a communist empire where 13-plus million now are non-citizens, you can't get medical care, drugs, or get on a train, plane, or a job because your PLA has raided you with tech companies from America that are helping the communist dictators. And if you do something that really ticks them off, you get tissue-typed and sent to one of 20,000 Laodai prison camps. And if your tissue-types comes up to get your organs donated to somebody in a foreign country for money, they cut you up. People don't know this is really going on for decades, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, too, Dr. Deagle. There's that bodies exhibit that goes on the road and travels around. They were up here in Winnipeg. Those are all Chinese prisoners skinned alive, and you're looking at all these cut-up bodies. Those are all just Chinese prisoners. I didn't think they knew they would be traveling the world.
Disgusting, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a freak show. I mean, it's It is. It's creepy. It's scary. I mean, if you're a Chinese prisoner sitting in a prison and somebody needs a liver, they come and get you kind of like a lobster at Red Lobster in the tank.
Do you know what they do? I'll give you the technical details, because in 1987 they tried to recruit me. I was a trauma doctor working in a burn unit in the emergency department as well. I had an internal medicine practice in Augusta, Georgia. And because I worked in trauma and burn unit, they say, hey, you know, I had arrived one day to my office, and all of a sudden I saw a honey ham and all kinds of fixings and gifts and everything. I think, why did I get this? Oh, I got them from a vascular surgeon. I'm thinking, why did I get a vest? So I called him up and said, well, we really like you, Dr. Deagle. I said, how can you like me? You don't even know me. He said, well, we think you'd kind of fit in. I said, what do you mean fit in? He said, well, you work in the burn unit and the trauma unit. If you decide that somebody's dead, we want to be able to rescue their organs before they go bad. I said, what? He said, you know, we have a network, and then, you know, we ship our organs off to a special surgical team at Emory University in Atlanta. And he said, we have a worldwide network, he said, that works with countries all over the world, including China and India. So if you're a kid in India and they tissue type you and your kidneys come up, they'll give you $7,000 if they whip one of your kidneys out. I said, you're kidding. I said, you know what? You can take your honey ham, and you can take all your gifts, and you can insert them rectally, is what I said to him.
Oh,
he was not impressed. He realized Deagle's a different kind of creature. I am. Why do you think of all the so-called functional medicine doctors, and there's 104 dead now, they try to come for me, they're going to die face down, face planting in my front yard with exotic weapons. Dr. Deagle's not Mr. Passive.
That's good. All in the name of freedom.
All in the name of freedom. And by the way, if I get to the point where I get really ticked off because I'm creative, I'm going to spread my technology. Several of them I actually have John Moore on my show for over the years. I'll have him back on. And he used to be Special Forces Vietnam. And I took care of Delta Force and Special Ops. So two of the technologies I know of, about seven or eight that you can build with stuff from a garage, or you're just going to a warehouse in an afternoon, like a hardware store. I know how to build weapons. They're a lot more dangerous than guns. A lot more dangerous. And you won't hear a pop or something when it does something bad to you, whether it's non-lethal and gives you a seizure or drops you face down on the ground or liquefies your liver. You know, people don't understand that, you know, at some point we're going to pop the cork, and there's 93 million armed Americans. By the way, I found out, because I'm sort of a dual citizen, my Canadian friends are no less passive than Americans. They're just more polite about it. I remember when I was back in Nova Scotia, and I'd come back from Georgia, and one of my patients said, hey, you want to go rabbit hunting? I said, yeah. And I said, boy, you're really good at this rabbit hunting. And I said, how many guns have you got? I said, well, probably like 27. I said, whoa, what kind of guns do you have? And he started describing them. I said, man, you've got a serious armaments. I said, what did you do last weekend? And they made 70,000 bullets with a bullet-making machine they got in a gun show down in New England. I said, whoa.
Wow.
And I said, where do you live? He said, a mile from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Office. They don't know, and they don't bother me. The Canadian government had to get rid of their law to register guns about a decade ago because the Conservatives put it in, thinking it was a smart thing, which is stupid, and Canadians wouldn't even show up, especially in rural areas of Canada. I mean, you know, you're living in Canada. Canadians are not, like, as boisterous as Americans, but let me tell you, if you're in rural Canada, you better have a weapon from all the big bad creatures there, whether it's polar bears or wildcats or whatever. There's a lot of creatures that can kill you in Canada, especially in the rural areas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guns per capita, I think, is almost the same with Canada and the U.S. The difference is we just don't have the automatics, and I think it's a lot of rifles and shotguns up here.
To be honest with you, if you want to kill somebody, short range is a shotgun, and long range is a rifle with an aiming mechanism on it or a laser. Yeah, the idea of having a multi-shot gun, if you're a really good aim, is really stupid. If you want to hit somebody longer than 150 yards, you want an aiming mechanism on a really good gun, and you want to be able to train so you know how to use it. This idea of firing off 500 bullets in a minute in a spray thinking you're going to hit somebody is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, we have all kinds of things that are non-lethal, aren't involving having had a bullet to hit a person. There's lots of non-lethal and lethal ways that can stop somebody cold in their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue. I want you to go on. Now, what kind of response have you had for people when you go on their shows or you talk to government officials? Obviously, you mentioned that you know one of the attorneys for Donald Trump, and we want to make a connection through him because I would like to have a discussion because I think Trump is like a man's man, which is really ticking off, you know, people like AOC and the crazy, I call demon rats, the Democrats, and even the globalists on the right. For example, look at some of these people that are on the right that are actually attacking Trump because they don't like him. They don't like him because if you attack him, he counterpunches. If Trump was not raised to be a billionaire son and build buildings, and he was good at boxing, people have to understand whether you're in martial arts or boxing, the most important thing is to counterpunch, isn't it? And he counterpunches, whether it's on Twitter or whatever, doesn't he? So
absolutely. Well, that's the thing. They don't like the strong man because the strong man fights back, and they want someone they can control.
Exactly. Last year, I had a guy on Facebook by name who actually said he's going to shove a gun down my throat, and I said on the air, and I had people criticizing me, you can't say that. You're supposedly a Christian. I said, I'm a Joshua Christian. So I said, I'm not going to say this guy's last name, but I know who he is, first and last name and where he lives, threatened to put a gun down my throat and kill me because I'm going to protect myself and my family. Now, I don't want to go out and harm people, but if you try to harm me, you're going to die. And you're going to die miserably in a hell of a lot of pain before you bite it. And as I say, I'm going to be a secretary for Jesus, Allah, Satan, or whoever you want to meet when you get on the other side. And, you know, I know. Probably Jerry didn't tell you how nuts I was, but I am nuts. That's why if they want to get full exposure, try me.
Yeah,
and I'm a Joshua Christian. I want people to understand, I support people like you. You're the essence of why we have protectors in society. What I'm worried about now is I want to see who's going to come after Trump. Who is he raising up to be Trump-like as a father figure that's going to father America and father Christianity and father the idea that our rights come from our Creator, not from a government or an emperor or a king, or the Constitution even. It comes from the Creator, through the fathers, to the mothers, to the families, which are the building blocks of society. And that's the order of God's authority. God, fathers, mothers, families.
Well, and Dr. Deagle, that's why right now I've said that there's three things that the West was built on, and that was Judeo-Christian values, and then they're also built on capitalism and gender differences, and we've traded those for communism, atheism, and feminism, and that's just it's just backwards from what we were before. And a man who has God in his life and believes in God is harder to control than an atheist man who believes in nothing. He won't stand up for anything because he believes in nothing. But a man who believes in God, if you have 300 million men who believe in God, those guys are hard to control or they're hard to rule over compared to 300 atheists in little cubicles that are stuck on their porno and their video games.
Well, look at Bernie Sanderclaus. I call him that now. I've just put a Santa hat, and whenever I talk about him, I think he has a Santa hat because he wants to give everything away. Now, I have a solution to fix health care. Now, I know you've worked in Canada, you lived in Canada. I worked in Canada, and I saw the Canadian health care system go from good intentions. It started off, I think, in Manitoba and Nova Scotia, where they wanted to get health insurance to make it affordable for people. And back when it started, like 45 years ago, it was affordable. But each government, as it gets more socialist, like the latest is this Canadian government under Justin Trudeau. Now, I know about the Trudeau government because my grandmother's brother was a deputy prime minister for years under Pierre Elliott Trudeau, okay? Ellen McKechnie. So that's my grandmother's brother, okay? So I know a lot of bad things about what's going on in the government. And it's deteriorating Canada, but Canadians are not less conservative. They're probably pretty disgusted, and I think you're going to see Trudeau chucked out and move much more conservative like the previous prime minister. You're going to see states like Alberta that have been totally screwed over by the New Democratic Party. And you see the open laws now where you can't even say Christian things, but if you criticize Muhammad and Islam, you're going to the big house. You're going to go to jail. And to be honest with you, this is part of what I call the woke movement. I want to hear your comments on that because I wasn't familiar with woke until about a month and a half ago. I was watching Tucker Carlson and some other Fox, and they talk about woke. I think, this sounds weird. And then they had this woman on that's kind of doing tweeting about woke. Have you heard much about this woke movement thing?
Is that what young people say and stay woke, where they kind of they know about what's going on behind the scenes in the world? Is that what woke is?
No, woke is basically a feminist view that basically if you touch us, even years later, we can decide it was a form of assault. If you don't interact with us where we're in control, you're abusing us. So woke right now is at the point now where they're trying to completely derange women to the point where they can't have be touched or considered or have a door open for them or treat them with respect. That even showing respect for them in terms of physical, like pulling their chair out and whatever, or handing them their coat or doing things, can be considered a violation of woke.
Or that sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, or even crazy. If you were previously, let's say somebody had a relationship and they had sex, saying that your previous relationship with me wasn't normal consensual sex, it was a form of assault and abuse. And now the woke movement is getting to the point where they're trying to strip relationships where even a previously stable relationship or even a marriage in the woke mind is a form of abuse of females because we're now broken. Pretty bizarre,
my God.
Eh?
My God.
Yeah, I'm thinking, this is what I call the devil's porridge. Do you like that? Curdy Vask is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart, and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So let's get into the issues in the book. I would like you to kind of go over this book. Basically, it's really important. You can go to, it's called A Hard Time, strongmen.com, or they can go to Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N, Arnio, A-A-R-N-I-O.com. You can go to Amazon. I went there. I bought the book while we're talking. This is not a peripheral issue. You know, it's important to have missile defense and the economy and all the other things. But if you dismantle the family and the chain of authority from God to the husband or man and the mother who is now covered by the authority of the man as the unit of the family, you don't have society. You don't have a godly world at all, do you?
Well, you got nothing. I mean, when you look at the world now, you know, my father was incompetent. My father before my father, he wasn't around. And I wrote this book, actually, Dr. Deagle, because I did an 18-day water fast in the jungle. Not this last year, but the year before. I came home from the jungle, and my young 20-year-old employees, 20, 22, 24 years old, were complaining. They said, "You're mean. I don't like you. I don't like doing this work. I don't want to work here." And I said, "Why are these guys complaining like this?" And I sat them down. It turned out none of them had fathers, and I had to give them the how to be a man talk. And I took that talk. It was 6 hours, and I ended up writing it down into this book, Hard Times Create Strong Men. And that was, it took me 11 days to write. It's 624 pages. And it's what does it mean to be a man in the modern world with money, sex, religion, politics. And it's all the stuff that a dad should say to his son, but there are no dads anymore. And this is the message that a dad would say to his son, but he wouldn't say it to his wife, and he wouldn't say it to his daughter.
Right. It's a separate message because that's the chain of authority. God, men, mothers, families.
Mm-hmm.
Without the men in there, the family is gone, isn't it?
Well, the entire society, the culture, you know, when you look at cultures like gangster rap culture or Roman culture when they had an empire, the men were the base of the culture and they were the start of the culture. And some people say, why isn't it called Hard Times Strong People? Well, you know, strong men are a virtue. I don't know if strong women are a virtue, but certainly we want strong men and good women. And the masculinity and the maleness is where the culture starts.
Well, you want nurturing.
You want culture is defined.
You want nurturing women. Women are the center. That's why women want love. They want love before they want respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's why women spend so much time on their looks or surgery or makeup or hair or whatever. They want to be physically and emotionally from the way they interact with other people liked. To be honest with you, and I'm going to say this for my audience, I don't ask you to like me, but I insist that you respect me.
Mm-hmm.
And what people should realize, and this is just for women,
Men don't want love first. They want respect first. And if they don't get respect, even if the woman is giving love, sexual or otherwise, the man will reject it, and eventually the relationship will decay and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show respect. In other words, you have to realize when a man's working hard at a job, comes home sore and tired or injured, or he comes back with his feet blown off from being an IED in a tank, those veterans have to be shown respect. Otherwise, their relatives and friends and wives, if they don't show respect, the man can become suicidal or a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want love, they want respect first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And pain isolated turns into addiction. And we have a world now where, you know, the young men are all addicted to porn, they're addicted to video games, addicted to anything to escape, because to be a man in this world now is hostile. The world is hostile to masculinity, to being a man. And, you know, if a young boy's acting out in school, they say he has ADD, they put him on drugs. If he acts out, they'll put him in jail. You know, anything masculine nowadays, even forming a group of men like a gang, they put the men in jail. As soon as men start trying to create a masculine culture or a tribe, it's not allowed.
Yeah, I know that's really dysfunctional, isn't it?
Oh,
it's not men trying to form. It's not men trying to form a tribe to do violence or whatever. It's trying to have a clique, like a club, so they can express their maleness to each other and kind of buffer each other up and build them up. Because remember, trying to be a strong man, like, for example, the things that I've suffered from being a strong male, I knew even from the time I was 3 years of age, I was a little boy who wasn't going to take guff from adults.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've come up against other co-broadcasters and other people and even my profession. I've been repeatedly persecuted, even though I'm a scientist first, for discovering things like working with the head of pathology and diabetes, or working on pain situations and mapping pain and founding the American Sensory Medical Association. It doesn't matter. If you're a strong male in this fallen world, you're going to get persecuted. It's almost like, you know, you're like a prey to the beast system that wants to get rid of you, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. That's a chapter in my book, Men Are an Endangered Species Now. And, you know, they want everything but a man nowadays, where I remember when I was a young man trying to get a job, they were hiring women, they were hiring minorities, crippled people, mentally retarded people, everybody, but a regular white guy not getting hired anymore, because we need to have every other kind of diversity. And, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with diversity, but the men who built the country are now an endangered species, and they're going away. And unfortunately, what made the country great is a lot of those values, and the things that those men are is what built the country. So when you take away the backbone of the thing that built it, it might fall down.
Well, that's right. For example, about 75 years ago, black men, say in America or in other parts of the world, you know, let's say whatever minority, if they've been marginalized, the thing that helps to build them back up again isn't just necessarily giving them jobs or giving them a position, like, you know, like the Democrats want to do. It's bringing back the foundation of the family. For example, what social services did in America over the last 75 years is they would pay the mother if she didn't have a man in the home. So I personally think if a black man is in a home and he can father the boys, even if they're not his boys genetically, those boys are less likely to become drug addicts and gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And the social services personally financially made sure that woman may be pregnant 4 or 5 times from 4 or 5 different guys. Many of them are often still in prison, so they're giving part of their honor blessing to their boyfriend who fathered one of their children, sending a check to him from their Social Security check. So they get these honor checks. Sometimes one guy might have offered, let's say a black man in prison might have actually fathered 20 children. He's getting checks from 20 mamas from all over the state or the country. That's a cultural fact caused by social services in this country. And their sons that are growing with a fatherless mother who's in distress and under the control of the state can't control the boys, can't give them any idea what it is to be a strong male so that they don't end up becoming part of a gang. And if they get involved with drugs or violence, they go to what I call, they go to criminal university. They get inside a prison. If they even just possess marijuana, which is a minority now, if you're black, you have 4 times more chance of going to prison if you possess marijuana. And then you just get trained how to be a really good criminal.
Mm-hmm.
In prison. You know,
mm-hmm.
I call it criminal university, is prison, American prisons. CU, do you like that?
Yeah. It's great, and that's exactly what I have in my book, all the stats. If a young girl is raised without a father, she ends up being a stripper or a prostitute, and if a young man doesn't have a father, he's probably going to prison. And that's just the two things that happen when there's no masculinity, and some people talk about toxic masculinity, but the absence of masculinity is what's toxic.
And by the way, I stopped buying Gillette shave blades when I saw that toxic masculinity commercial. I was thinking, who the hell put this stupid commercial on? I'm going... I'm no longer going to buy Gillette. I got Schick now. And they're great blades, and they're a better price. I have been Schicked. I'm finished with Gillette. I'm thinking, what the hell? They're trying to actually say that men that are men in our society are toxic to society, that we got to stop it. Which is part of like this woke movement. You know, it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, it's, you know what? At the end of the day, when the barbarians at the gates and people need protection from some violent invaders, that's when the strong men will come back, but it might be too late, because by then there might not be any men left. And in Rome, the barbarians just walked right in. They didn't even have to fight, because the men became so soft, so obsessed with orgies and eating and food and pleasure, that the barbarians didn't even have to fight very hard.
And part of that was toxicity. What I see going on, I see there's three different arms to this. We have the sociological arm, which is politics and control in universities and education, I call diseducation. Our education system, I call maggot university. Do you like that? Where you have to eat the intellectual defecation of your professors and teachers all the way from grade 1 to 12 and a college or university. And if your intellectual defecation smells, looks, and tastes like your professor, you pass.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got a nice word picture. You can even smell it, like, ooh, I can smell the sulfur of my educational experience. In my intellectual stool, if you want to call it.
Absolutely. I call it in the book Worthless Academia. I mean, it's completely worthless, and it's an indoctrination camp, and not even about education or thinking anymore. It's just simply, here's what we think. We're going to train you to be a communist, atheist, feminist, and if you don't agree with that, too bad. You're getting an F.
Well, we see the same thing with people like AOC. No training in environmentalism. I'm one of the charter members of Greenpeace. I was an oceanographer before 1973 when I went into medical school. I did my PhD in oceanography and bacterial genetics. And we have morons that try to claim that humans cause global warming. And, of course, what they want to do is to poison the carbon oxygen cycle that allows our planet to have oxygen. And already the death of the benthic layer of the oceans has dropped the oxygen from 21 to 19% at sea level. So if the ozone layer disappears, because you need oxygen, ultraviolet light, and the magnetic field of the Earth, which is weakening, you end up with something like the South Atlantic anomaly all over the planet, and every living thing, plants, trees, and everything, and humans, if you go outside, get burnt. People don't get this. These people are morons, and they're suicidal morons, and then they chatter like some kind of, you know, I call AOC a Chatty Cathy from hell. Satan pulls her cord, and she pops her eyes with her skinny face and her big poppy eyes, and says things, and we don't do this, in 12 years we die. I'm thinking, listen, you're not even starting the clock. It should be 11 years now, right? Because they said by 2030, if we don't do X, Y, Z, it'll be irreversible. How'd they know that? Because they fiddle the data. We've had experts on the program talking about this, our climate experts talking about this even a few weeks ago, and I'm going to try to get him back on, Dr. Tim Ball, who's got some other health issues too, which I'm trying to help him with. But people need to realize, these people act like it's a settled issue, and it's not settled at all. And they'll jabber like some kind of, like I call they're pulling their cord like Chatty Cathy from hell and pronouncing these stupid statements, and it's so aggravating. And it's all because of lack of maleness, lack of adherence to logic that supersedes emotion, and the lack of respect for God's authority channel from God to men to nurturing mothers to sacred families that build every society. And if you can destroy the family, and the first person you want to get rid of is male men. You know? Look at the United Nations. They actually have one sex and 63 genders they're pushing now. If you go to the UN, you can actually contact them. Well, how many genders are you pushing? And even the people that are involved with the gay and lesbian and so on, they're starting to realize, like, hey, women can't compete with men that are transgender anymore. Duh. Right? No wonder. Stefan Arnaio. Again, your website is stefanarnio.com. Hardtimesstrongmen.com. Get the book. We'll have you back on soon, Stefan. That was a great program. Thank you for coming on.